It's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. If you've been in Avid Energy for more than a few months, you need no introduction. But for those of you who are new, and there are many, I want to tell you, this guy is the number one income earner in all of Avid Energy. He has been for the last 7 consecutive years. His income is in excess of $20 million in the first 8 years of our business. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner, my sponsor and friend, Mr. Brian McClure.
All right, I want to hop into tonight's call. Everything I'm going to say tonight on this call is my personal opinion, and it's facts that I have accumulated to the best of my knowledge. It's not the opinion of Ambit Corporate. This is Brian McClure's personal opinion. I kind of want to give you a State of the Union address with Ambit Energy. Last year, we set a record once again. We did $1.5 billion, up from $1.3 billion the previous year. So in 2014, our company grossed $1.5 billion. 2014 was one of the most turbulent years in all of Ambit Energy history. We went through the polar vortex, caused a huge shortage of natural gas and electricity in the Northeast, caused rates to go crazy across the industry. It was just a tough year. You know, if you look at every major corporation in America, you can look at IBM, you can look at Ford Motor Company, you can look at Target or Walmart or Dell Computer, Microsoft, you know, Google. It doesn't matter what industry, what major corporation in America, if you go and you look at their growth, you're going to see up years where in periods of time where they were just going through the roof growth-wise, and you're going to see down years. And there were some other consistencies in that up and down trend. You know, when things are good, things are good. Everybody is, you're the darling of the industry. Nothing could be greater. You know, that happened in the early years of Apple computers. Steve Jobs was boy genius. Nothing could go wrong. And then things went terribly wrong, and Steve Jobs was removed as the CEO of Apple Computer, and Apple Computer plummeted to the point where it was getting ready to go out of business. And then Steve Jobs was brought back into Apple Computer, and it's gone back to heights of greatness, the likes of which the company has never seen. And I could go through one company after another after another. You know, the federal government bailing out Chrysler, federal government bailing out all of the major car companies, the oil industry plummeting and record losses in the oil industry, yet record highs in the oil industry year over year. Ups and downs, ups and downs. Any major corporation in America has them, and Ambit Energy is no different. I want to take you through the revenue roll of Ambit Energy, and I'm going someplace with this conversation, folks. I'm going to give you some facts and figures over the next 10 minutes that are undisputable, okay? These are published. These are not my opinion. This is history, okay? You know, history is very, very clear, reported properly. It's a definitive. It's finite. It's defined. In other words, it's already happened. And the only thing that we can't tell is what the future brings. So I'm going to talk for the next few minutes, about the past. And I'm going to give you some facts and figures that are all, factual to the best of my, personal knowledge. And I want you to understand that this is what Ambit Energy has become today. You see, the company started in 06 as a retail energy provider licensed only in the state of Texas. Natural gas is not deregulated in Texas. And in 06, they started putting on a few customers. And I joined the company into September of 06 and started to gather customers myself, started to build a sales and marketing organization. There were about 1,000 consultants involved in the business when I got involved into September of 06. And we started doing the two things this company pays us to do, gather a handful of customers and find some other people that are looking for a financial vehicle, a positive change in their life, and help them gather customers. You see, nobody, but nobody gets paid in our marketing plan without the acquisition of customers. And so we started doing that. And in 06 and the trickles of revenue that started to roll in November and December of 06 as people got onto the service and began to get billed, the company did about $1 million. So in the first full year of revenue, 2007, $40 million, 2008, $147 million, 2009, our third full year of revenue, $325 million. And on that figure, the next September, Inc. Magazine in their annual September issue of the Inc. 500, where they published the 500 fastest growing privately held companies in America, Ambit Energy ranked number one fastest growing privately held company on our 2009 revenue of $325 million. but we didn't stop. 2010, we did $415 million. 2011, we did about $660 million. 2012, we did about $940 million. In 2013, we went over $1 billion, $1.3 billion. And last year, as I mentioned, 2014, in what was a very, very rough year for us, we went up $200 million in revenue to $1.5 billion. Now, it took us 7 years. In 2013, we hit $1.3 billion. And I want to talk about that for a second because I think it's really important for you to understand. You see, if you look at all the corporations in the history of the free enterprise system on a global basis, there's only been a handful of companies that have ever hit $1 billion without merger and acquisition. You see, the first company to do it was Microsoft. They did it in 9 years and a couple of months. I was involved with a company called XL Communications that did it in 7 years and a couple of months. They grew to be the fourth largest residential long distance company in America behind AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. And they did it with direct selling and a very similar marketing plan to what we have. And our chief marketing officer, Chris Chambliss, was the EVP of sales and marketing at XL Communications. So he brought that expertise over to our company. But, you know, after XL, the record was broken by Google. Then it was broken by Facebook. Google did it in 6 years and a couple of months. Facebook, 4 years and a couple of months. Groupon shattered it in 2 years and a couple of months. And if you look at those last three companies, Google, Facebook, and Groupon, they did it with the power of the Internet. They did it with almost instantaneous global operations. Folks, last year, we ended the year in 14 states in the District of Columbia. We were only fully deployed, and what I mean by that is that we offered every service in all the geographical areas available, and we were only fully deployed in New York and the six incumbent areas of New York for electricity and natural gas and electricity in the state of Texas. In all the other states, we're partially deployed. And again, what I mean by that is that they're geographical areas that have incumbents that we have not competed against yet. Or, for example, in California, we're in gas only and we have electricity to go. It's amazing if you look at the growth of our company. When we went into PG&E a couple of years back, that's Pacific Gas and Electric, that's Bakersfield in Northern California, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, Sacramento, so on and so forth. The company had a little less than 1 million customers that were active using our service, either electricity or natural gas. When we opened that one territory for natural gas, we added the ability for us as independent consultants of Ambit Energy to put on another 8 million customers. Folks, we just opened up a territory in Virginia, 250,000 new customers. Folks, there's 28 states deregulated. Canada's deregulated. Western Europe's deregulated. Australia's deregulated. The growth of our company has only just begun. But our eighth full year of business, 2014, we had $200 million in growth, going from $1.3 billion to $1.5 billion. And on the $1.3 billion, Direct Selling News, which is the trade publication of the direct selling industry, ranked us as the 12th largest direct selling company in the world, folks. There were several companies in front of us that don't even have operations in the United States. We're the number seventh largest direct selling company in the United States of America. If you take the largest direct selling company in the world, Avon, headquartered here in the United States, they did over $10 billion. We were $1.5 billion. You see, folks, what I can tell you is this, is we were the youngest company on the list. They call it the Global 100. They rank by gross revenue the 100 largest direct selling companies in the world. And we're not only talking about network marketing companies. We're talking about party plan companies like Tupperware and Pampered Chef. We're talking about direct-to-consumer selling companies like Cutco Knives and Keller Williams Realty. You see, there are a lot of companies on there that aren't direct selling companies. So we're talking direct selling industry. We're the youngest company. We're number 12. And if you average number 1 through 11, okay, they'd have been in business over 50 years based on that revenue for that ranking. We've been in business 7 years and a couple of months. So the growth of our company is undisputable. The fact that we are the number one alternative ESCO provider in the state of New York. We are number one in Texas. We have about 6% of market share in Texas and approximately 4-5% of market share in New York. In all the other states that we're in, all the other 12 states in the District of Columbia, In most instances, we've got less than 1% market share. What that means is 99 out of 100 people can become your customer. So the growth of our company is undisputable. The fact that we've done things in the free enterprise system, like other companies that haven't had merger and acquisition, undisputable. The fact that we're the youngest company in the Direct Selling News Global 100, and that we're number 12, that we've been in business for a fraction of the time of everybody else. Let me give you another indisputable fact. The youngest company in the direct selling industry ever to hit $1 billion, according to a recent issue of the Direct Selling News, it took Herbalife 21 years to do it. Folks, we did it in 7 years. We did it in a third of the time of Herbalife. We're setting records in the direct selling industry, the likes of which have never, ever, whether you're talking about product-driven companies, nutritional, makeup, insurance, they've never, ever, ever been any other company in the history of our industry to come close. But I want to take it a step further, because not only do we have people that are jealous of us in the direct selling industry, and by the way, we have competitors in the direct selling industry. I won't go into their names, but we have companies that are 100% focused on energy. We have other competitors that have multiple product offerings. Energy is one that they may offer. If you take all of the energy sales of all the direct selling companies that are out there selling direct energy, my personal opinion, and I feel pretty strongly about this, though I haven't done the research on it, is they wouldn't be anywhere close to the amount of energy sales that we have. But I want to take it out of the direct selling industry. I want to give you another fact. If you look at all of the competitive energy companies in the United States of America, we're the sixth largest. You see, we're the largest retail energy provider in the state of Texas, and we by far are the largest ESCO in the state of New York. You see, wherever we go and wherever we compete, we've got a model that is superior to anybody else in the industry. I want you to think about our competitors. What do our competitors do? You know, in Texas, where the margins are a little bit greater, they do television advertising, they do billboards, they do radio. But outside of Texas and in Texas as well, there's door-to-door teams that knock on people's door to solicit them to become customers. There are people that set up in front of grocery stores to get customers with free giveaways and little trinkets to try to get them to be customers. There's telemarketing rooms and there's direct mail. Those are the primary ways our competitors go and gather customers. Now, when they go and gather customers, industry average is they pay somewhere between $200 and $250 in marketing cost and overhead to acquire their customers, okay? So whether they're doing direct sales, telemarketing, door-to-door sales, television, whatever it is, you take all their marketing dollars, you put it in a big pot, you divide it by the number of active customers they get, and they spend about $250, $200 to $250, depending on how efficient the company is, to acquire their customers. Now, that means that depending on the use of that customer, depending on the margins in the market that they acquire that customer, that's anywhere from a couple, 3, 4, 5 months to upwards of a year for them to recoup their marketing costs before they can ever make a profit. Now, conversely, let's take Ambit Energy. Ambit Energy essentially pays nothing for their customer acquisition. You and I, as independent consultants, go out and we talk to our mother, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, best friend, next door neighbor, coworker, people we know from the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and the Little League and the poker club and the sailing club and the golf club and wherever we know people in life, we go out and we ask them to do us a favor. And we get a loyal customer. You see, let me tell you about the power of a loyal customer. When somebody calls up and telemarkets and gets a customer, that person is susceptible to a good sales pitch. And so 3 days later, a month later, 3 months later, a year later, whatever, before that company's had a chance to recoup that $250 expense that telemarketing customer cost the company that they went with, somebody knocks on the door and has a little bit better rate, a little better sales pitch, a little different wiggle in their walk, and that customer has no loyalty whatsoever to that telemarketer, and they switch to that other company. You see, when you sign up your mom, and your mom gets a knock at the door, and they're trying to sell them another energy product, your mom's going to smile and say, my son or my daughter is my customer, and I'm not interested. When she gets that telemarketing call, she's going to hang up with a smile on her face. And when she gets the direct mail and sees it's another energy customer, she's going to throw it in the garbage can. You see, when we go out and acquire customers, not only do we acquire them at little to no cost to our company, okay, but in addition to that, we retain the customer several times longer than the competition because we have what we call a loyal customer. We have a customer that has a relationship. Remember I mentioned the company XL Telecommunications. I had the privilege of being involved with that company. They had a direct selling plan very similar to Ambit Energy. Our chief marketing officer at Ambit Energy, Chris Chambliss, grew to be the EVP of sales and marketing of that company. That company was the youngest company ever to go out on the New York Stock Exchange when Lufkin Jennerette took them out on the New York Stock Exchange. They grew to be the fourth largest residential customer long-distance company behind AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. And when they went out on the New York Stock Exchange, up until that moment in the history of the New York Stock Exchange, they were the only company whose stock was stopped trading on the first day that it went public, that the IPO, the stock was offered on the floor of the exchange for lack of stock to sell. You see, when a company normally goes public, what happens is that stock is pushed out there by the big entities, the big brokerage houses and the pension funds that buy up millions of shares, and they make their 50 cents or dollar on a hot stock, might be $3 or $4 or $5. You see, when XL went out and did their roadshow, they were able to show that they retained their long-distance customer 3.5 times longer than AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. And so those big pension funds, those big brokerage houses didn't want people like you and I to be able to gobble up that stock at a cheap price on the first day. They held on to it. And sure enough, within months, that stock went from $13.50, I think was the IPO price, I'm pretty sure that was it, might have been $16.50, went up to over $40 a share within a matter of a couple of months. You see, folks, if you think about it, the acquisition of a utility customer, in XL's case, a long-distance customer, in our case, a natural gas or electricity customer, that acquisition of those customers is not an issue. Everybody uses that service. It's the retention of the customer that is the issue. So when you can turn an industry on its head, when you can become the largest ESCO in New York, when you can become the largest retail energy provider in the state of Texas, when you can grow like a weed, the likes of which the free enterprise system rarely sees ever, the likes of which the direct selling industry has never seen in its history, what happens is that you attract naysayers. Your competition looks for a crack in the armor. Your competitors in the direct selling industry are jealous. They're doing everything they can. They're spewing venom all over the internet. They're doing everything in their power to try to derail you. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's from the competition within the industry or the competition within in direct selling. They're out there, folks, and the higher you get up on the totem pole, the more arrows we're going to get in our back. You go and read on the internet all the websites about Ambit Energy this and Ambit Energy that, all the negative stuff. Folks, I can go to a website and I can take your name, okay? I want you to think about this. And maybe there probably are a few attorneys on this call, but I'm just going to pick the occupation of attorney. And most people on this call are not an attorney. I could go on to one of the websites, one of the scam websites, and I could put Mary Jones, let's say that's some name of somebody on this call, is an attorney who's been disbarred in her state and has been convicted of child molestation and attempted murder. And I could put all kinds of negative stuff on that website. I could hide behind an assumed name. And I could push one button and it's out on the internet. And if I know about search engine optimization and I know about how to do all that sort of computer stuff, I can have it come up in Google pretty high. There's no truth to it whatsoever. But what are you going to do about it? You know, what are you going to do about it? Now, there are reputation websites and there are legal things that you can do. But when you're a major corporation and you can go and type in complaints, Microsoft Corporation, type in complaints, Apple, type in complaints, AT&T. Type in complaints, Time Warner. Type in complaints, any other major corporation in America. And you'll get page after page after page after page after page. Because what happens is when somebody doesn't pay their bill, the only way they know how to get back, because their electricity got cut off after ample warning, is to spew some venom onto the internet. Or when somebody doesn't make the kind of money they want to make in ambient energy or get upset over something, what do? They turn to the internet, and that's how they're going to get their revenge. They hide behind the cloak of the internet, and they spew venom. And folks, what you got to get through your head is that's part of the game today. That's just the way this business works. And the higher you get up on the totem pole, as we become the number one alternative energy provider in the third state, the fourth state, the fifth state, the sixth state, as we expand into state 16, 17, 18, as we go into country 1, 2, 3, 4, outside of the United States of America, as we grow from $1.5 billion in the 12th largest direct selling company in the world today to the largest direct selling company in the world today, which will happen, in my personal opinion, within the next 10 years, what you're going to see is you're going to see more and more naysayers. You're going to see more and more jealous people. You're going to see more and more people, not only in our competition within the direct selling industry and network marketing in particular, but you're going to see it within the industry. You're going to see tighter regulation. You're going to see more complaints. If you're the number one provider in any given state, guess what? It follows you've got the number one number of complaints. It's not how many complaints you have, it's how many unresolved complaints you have. It's whether you take care of business or not. You know, I can promise you that AT&T's got a lot more regulatory complaints than Ambit Energy, and I can promise you that Sprint has less than AT&T. Why? Because AT&T is bigger than Sprint. It's just that simple. It's just the way it goes. You think about it from a common sense perspective. If you've got 25 customers, how many complaints can you have at a public utility or public service commission? How many complaints can you have if you've got 25,000 customers? You know, when you've got 1.2, 1.3 million customers, you're going to have a lot more complaints than if you've got 250,000 or 25,000. If you've got 10.7 million customers, you're going to have about 6 or 7 time complaints of somebody that's got 1.2 or 1.3 million customers. It's just the way it goes, folks. It's not the number of complaints, it's the unresolved complaints. I want to talk about a particular situation in a particular state, and that state's New York, okay? We have gone into New York and we've got well over 300,000 active customers in the state of New York. We've got 4 or 5% of the market share, and of all the new customers that come on in the state of New York and all the competing ESCOs, we do more than all the rest of the ESCOs combined. That's my personal opinion, okay? I don't know that to be a fact. I want to make that really clear, but I'm about 95% positive that that is a fact, okay? Now, what does that mean? That means that every other ESCO is going to encourage whatever other complaint they can have against Ambit Energy. It's called competition. If I had somebody beating my butt, guess what? I'd do the same thing. I'd do everything I could to take them down a notch. So, do we have more complaints than anybody else in the state of New York? Absolutely. So what does that do? That produces publicity, and that publicity is negative publicity. Okay, we get an article in the Saratoga News, in my personal opinion, not a well-written article, but it was an article that talked about all of our complaints and you know, how we had more complaints with the Public Utility Public Service Commission in the state of New York than any other ESCO. And that part of the article is true. That's because we've got a multiple times more customers than anybody else in the state of New York. Now, what the article didn't say is that every single complaint that's been filed with that regulatory board in the state of New York has been satisfied by Ambit Energy. Okay, well, when that article hit the newspaper, what happened? A week later, a front page of the Albany newspaper, another big article about Ambit Energy and blah, 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 blah. And then it hit Poughkeepsie, and then it hit this paper and that paper and the other paper. And you know, bottom line is, folks, is the further you're up the totem pole, the more arrows you're going to have in your back. You see, the people who we're beating in the marketplace, the people that we're competing against, the people we're taking customers away from, the people that are paying $250 to $200 for their customer when we pay nothing, yet we're acquiring multiple more customers than they are, they're not happy. And they're going to take every pop shot they can at us. These are our competitors in the energy industry. And we've got some fine competitors, and I'm not saying every competitor in the state of New York is taking pop shots at us. But what I am saying is they've got powerful friends in powerful places. They've got powerful friends inside the legislature and the state government of New York, and they've got powerful friends within the press. And they're going to press it as hard as they can press it to get as much negative publicity out there. And when a dead dog's down, they're going to kick it and kick it and kick it and kick it. And the bottom line is when you're the 800-pound gorilla, you only take so much. You know, you can pound on an 800-pound gorilla, but sooner or later, gorilla is going to get up, and the gorilla is going to start to pound on his chest, and the gorilla is going to get that red fire in their eyes, and they're going to let out a curdling call that's going to say, guess what? We ain't taking it no more. And the 800-pound gorilla is on this phone call tonight. The 800-pound gorilla is called a marketing consultant. And what a marketing consultant does when they pound their chest and they let out that curl and they let out that cry, no matter how bad it is in their given marketplace, they go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And they help that new consultant who has got a competitive rate to work with to go and sign up their mother, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin who's going to be a loyal customer. And then we go and do it again, and we do it again. And we do it again, 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 and then we find some other people, and they do it again, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And what happens is that we go from 4 or 5% market share to 6 or 7% market share. We go from 6 or 7% market share to 10 or 12% market share. Folks, this is a dynamic marketplace. There are new electric meters being installed in every single market we're in. The population continues to grow. As the population grows, residential meters get installed and commercial meters get installed. So as we start to grow from 1% to 2% to 3% to 4% in a marketplace, that's not a stagnant marketplace. That's a marketplace that's moving forward, and we're leaping past it. We're leaping past the growth of new consultants in the business. We're growing to a point where the whole industry is looking at us and going, what in the world are those people doing? Ambit Energy is out there kicking butt. And as long as we're kicking butt, people are going to try to pounce on the 800-pound gorilla. And the 800-pound gorilla, all they have to do is go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Now, with that said, let me tell you something. It's not easy to pick up the paper and have your relative call you up and go, isn't Ambit Energy the company you're with? Did you see they're on the front page of the paper? Or to have somebody call you up and say, hey, I don't think my rate's right, and because there was some sort of rate increase and some sort of notice of that rate increase that they didn't pay attention to and take care of business, and so they got put onto the general plan instead of the guaranteed savings plan. Folks, all of that is past us. The change in the guaranteed savings plan is past us. Every new customer you put on today is on guaranteed savings for a year. You're going to explain to them that they've got to renew that guaranteed savings, and more importantly, you're going to tell them that you're the consultant that's going to make sure that happens, and you're going to put it in your tickler file, and what's going to happen is that you're going to call them 11 months down the road, and you're going to make sure they stay on guaranteed savings. It's just that simple, folks. We have got a machine that documented from the past. There is nobody in this industry that can touch us. The only person that can take us down is ourselves. And when I wanted to get on this call to tell you, whether it's New York, whether it was aggregation in Chicago, we overcame that. For those of you that aren't familiar with that story, we had gas only out in the suburbs of Chicago for years. Then all of a sudden we got electricity in the Chicagoland area. So we were in Cook County, Chicago itself for the first time, and all the surrounding areas. And we were able to sell electricity. We had a great rate, and the whole area just started to explode. And then the state legislature passed a law and said, if you're a municipality, you can vote And if that vote is favorable, you can switch your entire municipality to alternative provider, to Direct Energy or anybody else that wanted to participate in what they called aggregation. And so one community after another did that. And when those companies bid to do that aggregation business, they sold their electricity and guaranteed it at that price for 2 years below Ambit Energy's cost. So we couldn't compete. You know, we were selling electricity, I don't remember the exact numbers, but 8 cents a kilowatt, and everybody that just got converted in that municipality was getting 6 cents a kilowatt. Do you think that bode well for the Ambit Energy consultants? No, but what did we do? We went to the municipalities where we could compete that had not converted yet, and we gathered our customers there. Or we went to New York and gathered customers, or they got customers in Texas. They did whatever they had to do, and then all of a sudden, one community after another went into aggregation, and then all of a sudden, the two-year term let up, and then the three-year term, you know, might have been a two- or three-year term, it expired. And what did those people do? Those companies that had all those customers raised their rates. And today, one of the hottest markets, fastest-growing markets we got is Illinois. We're saving people a good percentage of savings. Aggregation is over, and the glory days of Ambit Energy are occurring in Illinois right now. And I can tell you this, it always gets darkest before dawn. So if you're in a marketplace that's down right now, if you're in one of the marketplaces in New York or New Jersey where it's a little down right now, what I can tell you is that will change. And I'm going to go back even further in our history. In the summer of 2008 in Texas, we had one of the hottest summers ever. And Ambit Energy's rates went, and this is just an approximate, went from 10 or 11 cents a kilowatt to 17 cents a kilowatt within a 30 to 60 day period of time. The incumbents' rates went from 15, 16 cents to the mid 20s. And every one of our customers, particularly our newer customers that got those rate increases on their bills, there were no plans then. It was all month to month. So all of a sudden, their bills were close to doubling right in the heat of the summer. So they were doubling because their usage was going up at the same time that their rates were going up 30, 40% a month. Okay? So all the new customers we signed up started accusing us of bait and switch, that we had put them on to service, guaranteed them, you know, we didn't guarantee them, but we had showed them where they were going to save money off of what they were paying, and then all of a sudden we just skyrocketed our rates, and we lost a lot of customers. But guess what? There were customers that had gone from the 14 or 15 cents of the incumbent to the mid-20s, and the flood of customers that came over wanting to get rid of those companies was astronomical. See, it's an ebb and flow business, folks, and what I know is that the company that's got the business model where there's zero to no, close to no customer acquisition cost versus a company that's got a customer acquisition cost of $250 to $200, depending, what happens is that you've got the ability to compete. And compete you will, because you don't have the overhead of the incumbents. We don't own the largest skyscraper in Dallas-Fort Worth where we're headquartered. We've got a modest little building and a modest little call center, and our overhead is less. And our software is engineered to be a lot more efficient. Folks, the bottom line is that Ambit Energy will grow to be the largest direct selling company in the world within the next 10 years, in my personal opinion. It'll also grow to be the largest retailer of electricity and natural gas in the United States of America and perhaps the world. And the question you have to ask yourself when times are down is, what do I need to do? You need to pull yourself up, your head up out of the sand. You need to hop up on a horse like William Wallace did at the Battle of Hastings. You need to rally the troops, and you need to charge. Folks, we're at war. We're at war with our competition. We're at war with people in the direct selling industry that are jealous of us. We're at war with a lot of different people. And it's not going to get any prettier. There's going to be more and more stuff put on the internet. But this is what I know, that if I go show the plan, okay, I tell people what to expect on the internet. That's a big part of what you need to do. When somebody goes and looks at your website, says they're going to do your due diligence, you just tell them what they're going to find. You also tell them about being the number one in customer satisfaction, J.D. Powers in New York. At the same time, we're being slammed in the newspapers in New York. You show them the good with the bad. You show them that we have zero unanswered complaints in any regulatory board in the United States of America, in any state we do business, and you show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And when that new consultant gets involved in your business, they're going to sign up their mother, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, and if they're in a guaranteed savings area, they're going to put in a tickler file, and they're going to make sure they stay on guaranteed savings. And that guaranteed savings customer is going to be with us for a long time, because I promise you, just like the cell phone companies, I don't know if you've ever sat on in your bed or on your easy chair and watched a cell phone company run an ad about a rate plan that you don't have and you haven't had for months and months and months, that they've had that rate plan and you paid hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of extra dollars of that cell company. Folks, if you're taking care of your customer's business, that doesn't happen. You're making sure that they're on Ambit's best plan. They've got an advocate in their camp. And so you, bottom line, go show the plan. Take that new consultant. Make sure they understand how guaranteed savings, if they're in a guaranteed savings environment, works. And if they're in a plan environment, you put it in their tickler file. They get on a one-year plan in Texas, you put it in their tickler file, so when they get off of that plan, that you renew them back onto the best plan that's the best for them, always keeping the consumer's interest first, the best plan for them at the end of that year, and don't let them fall off on that month-to-month rate. Folks, when you sign up a new consultant, you tell them how we play the game, and you go get a loyal customer, what will happen is that we not only will become the largest direct selling company in the world, and we'll do it in record time faster than any other company. See, Avon's been in business over 100 years to get to $10 billion. Folks, we're going to get to $10 billion within 20 years, in my personal opinion. Folks, it took them close to 100 years. And we're going to get there in a fifth of the time, 20% of the time. And, folks, we're not going to stop there. We're going to become the largest direct selling company in the world by far, and there's not going to be a close second. We're going to become the largest retailer of energy in the United States and maybe in the world, and there's not going to be a close second. And as that revenue goes from $1.5 billion to $10 billion to $20 billion, a certain percentage of it, and I don't know what the percentage is, but let's just say it's 10% of it, gets paid out in commissions, and that's where it affects you and me. If you're getting your piece of $1.5 billion today, what is your piece of $10 billion or $20 billion in gross revenue? See, the only way we acquire customers is through independent consultants. You think about the power of that, and you think about where you are financially and where you want to be financially, and you decide whether some editor of a newspaper is going to affect that, or you decide whether somebody, a naysayer that looks on the internet and says, oh, I read all this stuff on the internet, I'm not interested, does that discourage you from going and showing to somebody else that'll look at all the positive stuff? Folks, the internet's here to stay. All that negative stuff is not going away. We can't wipe it off. There's no wiggle your nose trick here that'll get rid of all that. And whatever complaints we have today, we're going to work with whatever regulatory board we have to work with to try to minimize them. Identify where we've made mistakes. Is Ambit Energy perfect? No, but no other corporation in the world is perfect. We learn from our mistakes. I want you to think about this from a common sense perspective. Does Ambit Energy want to lose a customer? Does Ambit Energy want a customer complaining to a regulatory board, being that upset that they would complain to a regulatory board? Of course not. What does Ambit Energy want? They want a long-term loyal customer. So they're going to do everything in their possible to make sure that that customer experience, the same customer experience that got us the number one J.D. Powers award for customer satisfaction of a utility company in more than one state, happens over and over and over again, because it's only a happy customer that's going to remain a customer. And so you start to look at what is going on here, and the bottom line is the only thing that's going on is you need to go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and you need to take your rightful percentage of what's going to grow to be a $10 billion, $20 billion company, in my personal opinion, and create generational wealth for your family. I wanted to get on this call tonight to try to get you to understand how big this is. And try to get you to understand that the bigger we get, the tougher it can be. But you know what? Or anything you've got in life, I want you to think about all you mothers out there blessed with your children. I want you, all you dads blessed with your children. Blessed with the house that you live in, the car that you drive in, the job that you have. We're blessed. We live in the United States of America, the greatest country in the world. I want you to think of all the blessings you have in life, and I want you to name one to yourself that came easy. You see, this is a blessing. It's been a blessing for me and my family. It's been a blessing for so many people on this call, and it can be a blessing for so many people that have never heard of Ambit Energy. And no commission, no regulatory board, nobody's trying to tear down something that's good for a consumer. You know, they're doing their job. They're trying to make sure that what we do is in the best interest of the citizen of their state and the consumer in their state. And you know what? What we want to do is what's in the best interest of the citizen and the consumer of their state, because we want to retain the customer. And we think we bring value in a way that nobody else brings value, in that we've got a personal representation of our consultant to that consumer to make sure that they stay on the best product for them and their family. Folks, we got something special that everybody else in the industry, both in the direct selling industry and the energy industry, is jealous about. And the higher we go up on the totem pole, the more arrows are going to get thrown into our back and the more shots that are going to be taken at us. And all I can tell you is that nothing worth having has been easy in your life, and this isn't going to be any different. You got to go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. We've got one of the most dynamic promotions right now. Person can get in our business for $75 plus a $24.95 for the website and a couple of dollars for tax, depending on where they join our business. They can go out and gather a handful of customers, two in Texas and three in the other states, and they can get their $100 back, return of their investment. People can see that so plainly. You ought to be putting buckets of people into your business, and the only reason you're not putting people in your business is you're not showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. You're getting on Facebook, and I can urge everybody on this call, anything hits our industry about Ambit Energy on Facebook, leave it alone. You know, you're just perpetuating the problem, putting all that venom out on Facebook. Leave it alone. That's what our competitors do. You can't show the plan on Facebook. Go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Take the Success From Home magazine, play the DVD, send people to your website, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Get people on a competitive rate with our company and be their advocate to make sure they stay on a competitive rate. And then go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Go back to every customer you have, okay, and make sure they're taken care of and share with them the business opportunity, because 99.9% of our customers are happy and thrilled with Ambit Energy. And show them the plan, and you'll find some new consultants. Folks, we got the greatest opportunity ever created in the free enterprise system, and what I can tell you is it don't get any better than this. It ain't going to get any better than this until you go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Go show the plan. Bear with that. Let's open it back up so everybody can go show the plan.